Welcome to Somewhere Out There, the official Maddie zine of Maddie's rockin' website. Welcome to Volume 2, Issue Number 2. Yes, I know, it's late. The Cars vs. Chicago, Texas Death Match by Matthew Martinez. In this issue, I give a track-by-track review of two of my favorite albums of 1984, Heartbeat City by The Cars and Chicago 17 by Chicago. You and I have probably heard songs from both albums on the radio, in television, movies, karaoke, or in public for no particular reason. I won't include a full analysis of the bands during and after album releases like in past issues. This issue will focus mainly on the tracks and how they sound to me. Briefly, Rick Ocasek recorded one more album with The Cars, Door to Door, and Peter Cetera left Chicago shortly after touring in support of Chicago 17. Heartbeat City, The Cars, Elektra, 1984. Side A. Hello again, Ocasek. I love an album that actually greets you. This song, to me, has the listener in their own little world, and The Cars are there to welcome the listener back to reality. I love the oh-oh-oh-oh-oh-oh-oh sound of the synthesizer, and I sometimes sing along to that part. Looking for Love, Ocasek. This song has catchy parts that pick up the beat. I almost think Ocasek is trying to seduce the listener, who may or may not already be in a committed relationship. The main verses are spoken word for the most part. Magic, Ocasek. One of my favorite Cars songs of all time. It sounds so good, it caused Ocasek to walk on water. Seriously. Drive, Or. Jonna and I love this song. The slow tempo and airy synths are pleasant to our ears. Or's vocals are soothing to listeners like us. Stranger Eyes, Or. I find the main breathy synth beginning too confusing, but that's just me. Or does another great job on lead vocals. Side B. You Might Think, Ocasek. This song is so satisfying with a confusing yet entertaining video. Ocasek compliments the listener and how happy he is to be around the listener, no matter what. It's Not the Night, Or, Ocasek. Or does a great job on vocals. The song pleads with the listener to dance instead of seek revenge. Why Can't I Have You, Ocasek. A haunting song about longing for the object of affection, which Ocasek makes more unsettling. This is another song I find myself singing along to, despite the unsettling tone. I Refuse, Or. A simple enough concept, Ocasek refuses. There are other songs on the album that have this same beat, like You Might Think and Hello Again. Although I enjoy those other two songs more, I still enjoy this song. Heartbeat City, Or. This song welcomes Jackie to this fictional place called Heartbeat City. Listening to this, I get images of a retro-futuristic themed city, almost Jetsons themed. But I also visualize a cyberpunk and synthwave, think Blade Runner, themed dystopia called Heartbeat City. Chicago 17, Chicago, Warner Brothers Records, 1984. Side A, Stay the Night, Cetera Foster. It all begins with a slap. Cetera feels up a lady customer in the video, and he thinks she's misunderstanding his feelings. For those of you Me Too people out there, Cetera's truck blows up in the end, so there's a little vindication for you. We Can Stop the Hurtin', Chaplin, Lamb, Neil. Founding member Lamb is on lead vocals. This song deals with bringing awareness to homelessness and urban decay, and pleads with us to get involved with solving these sorts of problems, all set to a song that almost belongs in Miami Vice. Fun fact, Richard Marx sings backup on this song. Hard Habit to Break, Kipner Parker. I like singing along to Chaplin's vocals. This combines all of the elements of Chicago around this time. Cetera, the horns, soundtrack quality instrumentation and harmony, and state-of-the-art synthesizers and keyboards. Only You, Foster Packnow. Another song fitting for Miami Vice. Lamb leads this love song.
Another one!
At least this song deals with the love surviving the hardships of life. Remember the Feeling, Cetera Chaplin.
Oh boy!
Another ballad fronted by Cetera.
Ugh!
This song deals with a fleeting love from either a one-night stand or a short-term love that ended abruptly. Side B. Along Comes a Woman, Cetera Goldenberg. In the video, Cetera plays Bogart in a combination of the African Queen, although around this time it would be more Indiana Jones inspired, and Casablanca. The song deals with how life-changing the right woman can be. You're the Inspiration, Cetera Foster. I'll be honest, this is my favorite Chicago song. It's so sweet, especially towards the end. I will also admit that I often confused this song with Hard to Say I'm Sorry from the last album. Please Hold On, Chaplin, Foster, Richie. Chaplin demonstrates his fantastic vocal work in this song. Chaplin is trying to get this ice queen he's with to warm up to him once again. Prima Donna, Cetera Goldenberg. To me, the guitar opening almost places this song in the next decade. So Cetera is singing about a beautiful yet struggling actress, complimenting her on her beauty. Once in a Lifetime, Packnow. Chaplin and Cetera switch roles from earlier to close the album. Following the earlier songs, Only You and Along Comes a Woman, this song describes a once-in-a-lifetime relationship that I hope you, the reader, has or finds one day. A Letter from the Editor. Dear reader, our family has adopted a new kitten. His name is Kirby, like the video game character. He has grown to be a bit of a handful. He has proven to be a bit of a handful, but pretty much the male of any species can be a handful.
Am I right, ladies?
From his lack of table manners to his lack of awareness concerning his sharp claws and fangs, he has become one of our more vicious kittens. He has also taken over the role as a sassy pants. The moment he senses someone is awake in the morning, and probably before then, he begins his sassy broadcast day. When our family sits down to eat, he demands to sit with us at the table and have breakfast or dinner with us, even though he had his dinner alongside Princess Kinsey. My Aunt Norma gave our kittens two collapsible toy tunnels after Kirby came to live with us, and Kirby has been having fun with both. When he was smaller, the shorter tunnel was his favorite to play with, especially since that one had a dingle ball attached to one opening. Since he has grown a bit, he favors the longer tunnel because it features a hole in the middle. I use it to fish for the kitty. I place the feather boa toy inside the hole while Kitty is on one side, and it tickles me so to see him attack his toy. One of the many problems we've had is how Princess Kinsey has reacted to the new kitty. She wants nothing to do with the new kitty. When she does interact with Kirby, he demands to be licked and then attacks the princess. As a result, she has chosen to stay outside while Kirby is inside. Hopefully, Kinsey warms up to Kirby soon. Matthew Martinez. We lost Bob Barker in August 2023. While most know his work on The Price is Right, he also took over hosting Truth or Consequences in 1956 from creator Ralph Edwards. His work in television will never be equaled, and his work with animals will always be appreciated. Even with whatever shortcomings he had on or off camera, he will always be the world's greatest master of ceremonies. Thank you, Bob. Keep Podcasting Independent by Matthew Martinez. On September 8, 2023, a major podcast network entered the stock market. On that day, its CEO made a statement saying, "I think it's time for the podcast industry to be rolled up." Don't you believe it? As you may know, there is a podcast that accompanies this newsletter that acts as an audiobook of sorts to those with vision or literary problems, or, in this case, podcast fans. I actually have participated in podcasting in one form or another since 2008. The first podcast wasn't a major production. The second one was for me, and the accompanying podcast for this publication is just me reading this to you. I can assure you that there will be no advertising, censorship, or any other kind of corporate meddling in this newsletter or podcast. Never had it, never will. This is designed more as an art project and a passion project at best. A vanity project at least. No money is meant to be made or lost with this project unless I put this onto paper myself instead of relying on you to print it out. But for those interested in creating and publishing this kind of work, start independent. Build a small audience at first, then try and grow. Just don't lose sight of what brought you to the dance in the first place. Also, don't get jealous if someone is growing faster than you. Grow at your own pace. If you just want to do this for giggles, like I am, go for it. Even if, in your mind and soul, what you put out may be awful, someone might genuinely like it and see more into it than you can. You don't have to be relevant if you don't want to. You just have to be good. Advertising. Never had it, never will. Podcasters, stay independent. Support independent publishing and podcasting. And now, it's time for Kitty Corner.
Dear human, the new kitty came to live with us, and he's always up my tail. He knows no manners, and he always wants me to lick him before eating. And he keeps bumping me into the face. I gotta play in loaf outside, so I don't have to be with this kitty. I, as princess, didn't authorize this. I demand restitution. Signed, Princess Kinsey.
And now, Doggo Corner.
Hello. Cat Daddy asked me if I wanted to say anything for whatever this is again. I can't read, so I'm not sure what he's putting in this time. I've been a good boy, and I haven't barked at the neighbor's dogs. Aunt Nana took me outside a few days ago, and I did my zoomies around the backyard. Then she gave me kisses and, oh boy, I ran around the house some more. I love kisses, especially from Aunt Nana and Gamma. They pay attention to me the most. Cat Daddy also gives me kisses, but not like Aunt Nana and Gamma though. Clyde.
Next issue, another Yuletide photo album. A podcast version of this newsletter is available for the visually impaired or illiterate. Just click listen here to stream the podcast, or right-click and hit save link as to download. Somewhere Out There, published by Candy Bar Cheese Press. Somewhere Out There, the podcast, is produced by Candy Bar Cheese Productions. Visit me on the web. My address is mhmrules.neocities.org. That's MHMRULES.NEOCITIES.ORG. Email me at MatthewMartinez56@yahoo.com. That's MATTHEWMARTINEZ56@yahoo.com. And listen to the newsletter at mhmrules.neocities.org/newsletter.html. That's MHMRULES.NEOCITIES.ORG/NEWSLETTER.html. Thanks for listening.